Bank of Cardiff, this is Tyler.
Hey Tyler, this is Chris Cieslak.
Hey Chris, sorry about that. Our server just crashed on me and I had to reboot my whole system here, so I'm pulling up everything right now. Can I just put you on hold for like 30 seconds?
Sure.
Perfect, thank you. I'll be right back. All right, you still there?
Yep.
Perfect. Sorry about that. Let's see. We were talking about your credit. We got that situation freed up. I think I was just beginning to ask you kind of what you might be able to use the credit or the capital for besides, you know, operations and payroll. Did you have anything kind of in the pipeline or anything like that you were maybe looking to do?
You know, I mean, possibly, depending on what kind of credit line I can get. And mainly, most of it's just going to be used for cash flow, you know, just to stay ahead of waiting on money. But, you know, we're looking maybe to possibly update some of our bulk salters and stuff. I mean, you know, if I can get a hold of some money, I might try to, you know, update a little bit of my equipment.
Yeah, you know, with the sales that you had last year and you're trending to do about the same, you're probably right in around the, I would say, the 90 to 140K range that we could free up for you there. I'm just trying to figure out if you're just using it for payroll with it being unsecured. I'm not sure if it's going to be the best situation for you, if there's an opportunity where you're able to make money, or if you are in a pinch where you do need the cash. It's definitely something we can help you out with. But these aren't going to be like it's not like a line of credit where you kind of only pay as you go. This is a large unsecured cash loan that basically businesses use if they have an opportunity, if they're in a pinch where they do need it for payroll or operations. It doesn't, I mean, are you just getting by every month, or what's the kind of the situation right now?
No, actually, there's couple things. I mean, I got I'm doing a job right now. You know, I got a few crews out working, mm-hmm. and it's a new builder I'm working for, and he said, you know, it's a $35,000 driveway, you know, which isn't huge, but you know, I do bigger work, but I get paid quicker. You know, he said I'm going to have to wait 45 days for my money, so it's just I got to tie up, you know, $35,000. I got to tie up about 25 cash, you know, for 45 days, you know, and I'll make $10,000 when it all hits. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like that. It's just having that cash flow.
I see. So, I mean, you have these business opportunities where you're able to maybe use it. I mean, that range that I gave you, is that something you'd be able to utilize, or did you really need the $250K? You
know, No. Shit, I'd be happy with 50. I mean, I don't need all 250. Yeah, no, I wouldn't need all that.
I see. And you know, the thing that about these programs too, about halfway through whatever term you qualify for, so let's just hypothetically say you qualified for a 12 month term. At about 6 months, you can look at refinancing options, usually about halfway through your term length. So if you do run into a pinch where you need more capital, or if you have, you know, some projects that come up on you unexpectedly, it's something that we can revisit and make sure that we can still allocate some more capital to you. But when were you looking to maybe bring this on? Was this something you had planned towards the end of the year? Is this something you needed as soon as possible?
I'd like to do it as soon as possible. So you said they're more short-term loan term loans then?
Yeah, they're anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. First-timers usually get in at right around the 6 month to usually 18 to 24 month range. It's just going to kind of depend how you look like on paper, how much you're looking for, and kind of what programs you qualify for. I mean, did you have a preference there on what you would like to maybe shoot for?
You know, I could talk to my partner, and that's one thing too is I do have a partner. I mean, his credit score is his personal credit score is better than mine, so I don't know if that would help matters.
That will definitely help. What percentage breakdown are you?
He's in the 700 category, 700 and some percent category.
Oh, no, I'm saying the ownership breakdown. You guys 50-50?
50-50, yeah.
Okay, 50-50. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so let me... Okay, so for instance, like, just for number's sake, let's say $100,000 loan for 12 months.
Yeah.
What interest are we? What interest rate in that are you looking at for something like that?
Yeah, you know, as far as the rate goes, I can't give you a number right now. I'd have to kind of take a look there. Basically, as far as the application process goes, it's a one-page application. Did you guys file 2015 taxes?
Yep.
Okay, we would look at that, and then we would look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Basically, once we're able to kind of take a current health look at your business, underwriters can usually get me an answer in about 24 hours for what rates, terms, all the details there for what you would qualify for, and they'll break down that part of it. I can't give you a number without really kind of seeing what we're working with. Have you shopped around at all? Have you gone in any approvals from other any other banks or places?
No, first person I've ever called.
Okay. Well, what I can do, you know, like I said, we can get you an answer fairly quick. So if you did want some answers, those three things I told you are really the only three things that I would need. And then we can talk numbers and details like that at the earliest tomorrow. At the latest, it would be, what is tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday morning at the latest, and we can kind of see what we'd be able to allocate to you. But does that sound like something you have pretty readily available, or is that something you might need a few days to kind of get together?
2015 bank statement? Taxes?
Yeah, it would just be a copy of your 2015 taxes, 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then it would just be a one-page application I would attach there to the email. As soon as you can get that back to me, we can talk answers here in about 24 hours.
6 months. Thanks. Okay, yeah, why don't I give you my email and email that over.
Yeah, what's a good email there for you, Chris?
It's ccmaintenance33
@gmail.com. @gmail.com. Perfect. Well, I will get an email going right now. It's just going to have a list of what we'll need. And like I said, as soon as you can get that back to me, I'll get that over to underwriters. Did you have any other questions there while you had me on the phone?
No, that's it.
All right, Chris. We'll be in touch soon. I look forward to getting all your documents.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.